Victoria Cowan. Stephen Hammond is hoping to persuade his colleagues to sign off on a letter urging the province to provide more security around supportive housing facilities, saying the current level of support is inadequate both for those housed in the facilities and nearby residents and businesses. Hammond wants his colleagues to endorse a request for tools to deal with what he calls the unintended consequences of supportive housing. Supportive housing is a type of government-subsidized housing that provides various types of support for seniors, people with disabilities, and those at risk of homelessness. In his motion, Hammond said the province must pay to protect Victoria residents inside and outside the supportive housing facilities that are causing safety and crime problems. Hammond cited the recent death of 43-year-old Jamal Johnson at a supportive housing facility at 844 Johnson Street, where police have found drugs and firearms. Businesses around the city have been forced to add security staff and increase measures to deal with threats from nearby supportive housing residents, he said. While supportive housing is needed for those who require mental health supports and addiction services, it comes at a price, Hammond said. Due to the large number of people put into these supportive housing facilities, there is clearly not enough supports given, and as a result, many of these facilities are dangerous for those inside and outside, he wrote. Hammond wants the province to do an immediate assessment to determine which supportive housing facilities are dangerous and then act to increase staff and whatever supports are necessary to make the facilities safe. He also stressed that the cost should fall on the province. These extra costs may include payments for provincial employees, Victoria Police, and/or private security companies, he wrote. The taxpayers of Victoria are already paying enough for the extra policing costs associated with the province's supportive housing. And many businesses are already paying for extra security, building of protective fences, and replacement or repairs due to theft, damage and vandalism of their properties or items on their properties. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.